Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 162. The Path That Will Lead You Into Real Happiness. Everybody who is awake has desires of the heart that he or she longs to see fulfilled. They may be held in deep privacy, and only the Heavenly Father knows of them through our secret prayers in thy closet. The promise is sure, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If the granting of those desires is delayed, could it be that the desires themselves need to be purified? If the desire of my heart is for a new Maserati sports car, if the Lord truly loves me, he will not grant that desire, at least not now in this poverty-stricken world. Spending that much for personal gratification and pride would not be consistent with living by faith in this cosmic day of atonement. First, the desires of your heart are not really to possess any human being. If we place any person as an idol before the Lord Jesus, that desire cannot bring happiness in the end. As an example, for a Christian to marry an unbeliever is something the Lord would save us from. If you knew your heart better, you would realize that the real bottom line desire of your heart is to see Jesus smiling at you, to know that he is proud of you, that he honors you. Nothing in this world can give you the joy that being in harmony with him brings. Second, fast food prayer answers don't bring the greatest joy. Immediate gratification in prayer is not what our kind Heavenly Father means in his promises. You may want something while you are a teen that later on you could enjoy far more. He shall give you the desires of your heart at the time when you are capable of the greatest thrill of realization, when you are more mature. So, believe, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. That's the path that will lead you into real happiness. Teenagers, think of it.